Sometimes we can be our own worst enemies when it comes to prayer. Let's join Pastor Steve Hoffmeister as he talks about how we can sabotage ourselves when it comes to answered prayers on today's episode of Quick Points with Pastor Steve.
The following podcast is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. And brought to you by wonderful donors like you.
Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a short topical commentary and lesson on how the Bible addresses everyday situations and the thoughts we face in our daily lives. Let's listen as Pastor Steve shares this week's topic. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi there, I'm Pastor Steve Hoffmeister, and I'd like to welcome you to a new episode of Quick Points. I would like to start off by apologizing to those listening to this podcast for the sporadic nature that episodes have been released so far. 2022 has been a rather complex year between the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic, some family issues that had to be dealt with within my family, and the Lord placed some new projects and new connections that were not originally part of my plan. Of course, you know, that's the lesson, that it never is about our plan, it's about the Lord's plan. So I had to divert to focus on those projects for a while. But now that those projects are underway and things are a little more organized, we get a little more balanced start to things, I'm getting back to doing this podcast. Now, I've also had to deal with some health issues, and this episode will touch on that a bit. But without further ado, let's get on with the episode. Today's episode, I'm going to paint a little bit of a different stage or unusual stage in your mind as I set this up. So imagine you awaken into a smoke-filled room. You stand up and you realize you can't see anything in the smoke. This isn't a lesson about fire safety or evacuation. It's an illustration for how many of us feel in tough situations. How many of us have felt powerless in our lives like this at some point, or in our thoughts? I'm not immune to this. As a matter of fact, this is a journey and an awakening that I have recently traveled, and we'll elaborate more on that as we go. I'm a firm believer in the power of prayer, and I've come to realize, though, that despite our belief and commitment to prayer, we can tend to put up walls in the way of those prayers being answered. Well, in my specific journey, my problem was humility. Well, can humility really be a problem? Well, before this lesson in my life, I would have answered no. But humility, just like pride and stubbornness, can derail even the most sincere prayer sometimes. How did my humility become a wall to prayer? Well, my humility stopped me from a willingness to reach out for help. Let me give you a short background to help you understand how this worked in my situation. If you follow my social media accounts, you will know, well, at least at the time of this recording anyway, that I have been undergoing extensive occupational therapy for a medical condition that I've had since childhood. A financial crisis surfaced when it became apparent that the necessary medical items that I require are not covered by my medical coverage, to the tune of several thousand dollars. Now that you know the background, and I'm sure we've all been there at some point in our lives, you can imagine the frustration and complexity of my mind over the situation, I can continue to say that, of course, I put this matter to prayer, and I asked others to pray also. Humility became a wall because I refused to listen to several people who were all telling me that I should do an online crowdfunding campaign. Well, being a person who's usually focused on helping others, I felt very uncomfortable with the idea of asking for help for myself. Why? Well, because I had my head in the smoke. I refused to see that the answer to my prayer was the strong prompting to do the crowdfunding campaign. But we'll circle back around to the crowdfunding thing. When I came to the realization that I was roadblocking myself or putting up a wall and sabotaging my own blessing, I identified some points that I'd like to share on how you can keep from doing the same thing. I'm fairly certain that this is not something groundbreaking or new. To my journey, it was a deep realization, and I need to share it. What I'm going to share is my A-list of not blocking an answered prayer. And I meditated on Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8 when putting this together. And Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8 in the New Living Translation, which I do most of my study and prep in, reads, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you are asking for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." These are the words of Jesus, and Jesus is the reason for our salvation. Praise God. So, now that we understand the scripture, let's go down the A-list that I have. And it's an A-list because they all start with A. The first aspect on our list is accepting help. And accepting help is equivalent to, we reflect back on our scripture, finding the door. Realize that you won't find the door if you only focus on looking at your walls. If you find yourself standing in the smoke of trouble or despair, feel along your walls until you find the door. Don't just stand there in the smoke, suffocating, waiting to be rescued. Not all answers to your prayer are going to magically appear. Sometimes you have to help coax them along. You have to help set the stage for them to happen. Don't let your stubbornness, your anxieties, pride, and yes, as in my case, even your humbleness be a wall between you and your door. That door being the answer to your prayers. Her second point, acknowledging help or walking through the door. You accept that you need help, Now you have to be willing to take it. Now that you have found the door, realized your knocking has opened it, you acknowledge it by taking the next step of walking through it. Now, there's a clinch to this. You might not always like what you find on the other side of the door. You will not always understand the answer. But you have to acknowledge that it's the Lord's will to your call for help. A crude example would be a drug addict getting an opportunity to go through rehabilitation. That drug addict may have cried, "Lord, I can't do this anymore. I need your help." And that answer to that help is that opportunity to go to rehab. They might not be happy about going to rehab. They might be scared or anxious of how tough it will be. It's the means to the help that they need. They're not happy about it, but that's the way the Lord is offering to help them fix the problem. Our next point on our A-list is appreciating help. Appreciate what lies ahead. Have respect for what is to come as a result, even if it's not the answer to your prayer that you expected. Prayer is not like the old tales of rubbing a genie's lamp and getting what you want. Sometimes what we want is the furthest thing from what we need or what is part of God's plan for us. Our next point, applying help. Don't just stand there. Follow through. So many blessings go wasted because we don't follow them through. Oh my golly, how many times I've been in that boat. And you may have as well. If your answer leads you to make a life change, don't make excuses and put it off. Do it. My dad raised me to understand one simple truth. The only useless question is the one not asked. The worst answer you can ever hear is no. As long as you are prepared to hear the word no, you can't be disappointed by it. So take that chance. Follow that prayer answer. But let's take a pause for a few minutes and reflect on a song called Pour It Out by Dylan Dames and SEU Worship. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song just as much as I did when I found it. And now to our last point. Accelerate that help onto others. Or paying it forward. Or like I like to say, praying it forward. Use the wisdom you gain, whether you was the answer that you wanted or it wasn't the answer that you wanted. Use that wisdom that you gain from that blessing to help others. There's a lesson in every blessing. Even the ones you didn't quite enjoy at first. The Bible is chock full of people doing just that. Teaching from the lessons that they personally learned, not just from studying biblical doctrine, but from the blessings and knowledge they received from prayer. Use your blessings and prayer journey to bless and educate others. This is the journey that I'm on now, and this episode is part of my acceleration of blessing onto you, the listener. As for the crowdfunding campaign, I said we were going to circle back to. If I had not opened my mind, followed past the wall of my blinding humility in this case and found the door, I would have not started the crowdfunding campaign that, as of the time of this recording, has raised 80% of the money that I need to get my required medical items. Now, of course, this, just because it worked for me as my blessing, does not mean that if you do the same thing I did, that it will net the same results. I want to make that clear. Every blessing is unique to every person. The final lesson is, don't let your walls block your blessings. Always keep seeking. As the scripture says, as Jesus' words say, those who keep seeking will find. Sometimes the answer to your prayers is provided right in front of you. And if you're not seeking it, you're going to have a hard time finding it. Sometimes you've got to get out of your own way in order for prayer to be effective. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your input on these episodes, and you can do that by visiting our podcast page on our website at dimom.org. That's D as in dog, I as in Ida, M as in Michael, O as in Oscar, M as in Michael.org. And on our podcast page, under Quick Points, you will see a button that allows you to go to our Anchor FM page, where you can actually record your questions or thoughts or topic ideas for Quick Points. And I'd love to hear them. I'd love to hear them, very much so. And I very well may add your question, your recording, to the episode of my response. So I welcome your participation and I welcome your input. So please consider adding your 2 cents, because it's the listener who grows a podcast. And I do this for you all. I don't do this for my own satisfaction or gratification. I do this to spread God's word and to share my reflections upon my study of the scriptures and my journey as a Christian. That will conclude this episode. So God bless you. I thank you for listening. I'm Pastor Steve Hoffmeister, and I'm the senior pastor and president of Diakonos Independent Ministries of Maryland in Abingdon, Maryland. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Take care now.
We thank you for listening today. If you have been blessed by this episode today, we encourage you to share it with others. Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a production of Diakonos Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. If you would like to ask a question about this episode, or would like to share a topic for a future episode, email us at quickpoints-podcast@dimom.org, or visit our anchor.fm page at anchor.fm/quickpoints to record your question or suggestion. We might just use your message in an episode on your topic. Thanks again for joining us today, and God bless you.